This is a question about, I guess, a recent article or book in an article that was published by Ayn Hirsi Ali, who proposes five reforms that Islam needs. And, you know, the question I ask, are these good criteria for differentiating between moderate and extreme Muslims? Now, I don't like this whole idea of moderate versus extreme. I mean, there are jihadis who are threatening us, Islamic totalitarians, who are a military threat and need to deal with militarily and politically. And then there's Islam, which is a religion, and qua religion, to the extent that it is taken seriously, is philosophically an enemy. It is a problem that needs to be addressed on a philosophical, ideological level. So there are two groups that need to be dealt with. One is militarily and one ideologically. And the militarily one is Islamic totalitarianism. And you're not gonna get rid of that with moving them to become more moderate. Right? You have to shatter their worldview, and the only way to do that is through military force. What you have to do is slowly and systematically eviscerate it, eliminate it. But you do that by moving them to become less and less Muslim. And it's not to become more moderate. It's to become less of it. So to the extent that Einhurst and Zali's criteria move them away from their religion, that's good. And that's what happened during the Reformation, but really during the Enlightenment in the West. People became less religious. In other words, they took their religion less seriously, less by the book. They became more and more secular, and religion was something you did on Sundays. You went to church, you said a few prayers, and you left it alone. It wasn't enmeshed in every aspect of their lives as it was, as religion was, I think, before, certainly in the Middle Ages and even all the way up to the Enlightenment. And, you know, if you think about Americans today, you know, the Americans today are not, most Americans today, even though they claim to be religious, they're not really that religious. They live very secular lives. They consume very secular products all over the place. They're not following Jesus' word on a day-to-day basis. They go to church a lot, and they give lip service to religion a lot. But are they living the Sermon on the Mount every day? No. And, you know, they're living a pursue-your-happiness, consumer, self-interested life to a large extent, and they feel guilty about it, so they say a few prayers on the weekend. And that's what we want to bring to the Muslims. We want to reduce the impact of Islam. We want to reduce it from their lives. And if you look at the criteria, that's really what she's talking about, right? Want to get rid of a literal interpretation of the Quran, which happened in Christianity. We got rid of the literal interpretation of the New Testament and the Old Testament as we became less religious. The supremacy of life after death, that idea needs to be eviscerated. Well, once you give up on the idea that life after death is supreme, a big chunk of religion has gone away. A big chunk of why you live your life has gone away. You have to find reasons to live your life that are in this world, which is huge in terms of making you less religious. Sharia, no religious laws, which basically means separation of church and state. Great, less religious. Right and duty for individual Muslims to enforce religious laws. This has to do with Sharia and jihad and all that stuff. So what we need to endorse, to the extent that Ayn Hirsi Ali's five reforms move Muslims away from religion, they're great. And I think they do. So yeah, I'm all for it. Ultimately, what you need is for them to abandon their religion. But that's like, they have to do this before they abandon religion. And they have to gain a respect, so it's not just a negative, turn it into a positive. They have to gain a respect for reason and science, which is the opposite of faith.